Let me just give some tips to people who don't tithe. Here's tip number one. Try it and see what happens. Try it and see what happens. Try it and see it. You say, well, I don't know if I can afford to tithe. Well, just try it and see what happens. Try just making it the primary expense on your budget. Just at the very top of the list, before you write any other expense you have that month, tithe. And take care. And you know what you'll find out is that you actually can afford to pay the tithe when you make it the primary expense. Because look, when everyone, and people get in a bind financially, when they get into a tight spot one month, or you know, things come up short, there's always a release valve. You know what I mean? There's always something that goes unpaid that month. But you know what? It should never be God. It should never be the tithe. That would be the last person you ever want to short that month. You know, it should probably be, you know, your cell phone bill or your cable bill or your internet bill. All these other things that we think are necessities, you know, those are the release valves. You know, maybe we don't go out to eat that month. Maybe we don't have, you know, steak every other night at home or something. But don't make God the release valve in your finances. Make him a priority and see what happens. I mean, this is the, do we believe the word of God? Do you believe the promises of God? He's saying, prove me. You know, try me. And see if I won't pour out a blessing upon you. Make the tithe your primary expense, and you'll be able to afford it. Now, I want to just kind of close by giving a few tips just to people about tithing. Because these are things that, you know, we always talk about tithing. We talk about how it's the Lord's, and, you know, prove it from the Old Testament, the New, so on and so forth. But just some practical tips about tithing that sometimes people have questions about. I know I had, this question in particular came up, was do you tithe on the gross or do you tithe on the net? You know, do you tithe on your gross income or do you tithe on the net? Now, I'm an advocate of tithing on the gross because that is your increase. Say, well, I didn't get that money. That's not God's fault, okay? God's not the one that said, you know, took it out of your paycheck before you ever got to sod. That was, you know, the federal government, the state government. You know, God doesn't, you know, just because they robbed you, don't go turn around and robbing God. That's kind of how I look at it, you know? And I bring that up because I didn't know that. Someone had to tell me that when I first got in church and started tithing. You know, so I've always done it that way. And, you know, the other thing that people ask about is, you know, do you tithe on your tax return? And, we're coming into that season, right? Everyone's getting excited. You know, do you tithe on the tax return? Well, if you've been tithing, think about this. If you've been tithing on the gross, you already have tithed on the taxes. You've already tithed on it. That's money you've already tithed on. So, you know, my take on that is if you've been tithing on the gross, there's no need to tithe on money that you're being refunded for money that you paid and tithed on. Does that make sense? Everyone knows how this works, right? They send you, you get a check, the federal government takes a portion, you tithe on the gross, then the feds send you back something and as a refund on money that you've already tithed on. So there's no need to tithe on the gross. And, you know, the other thing I would mention is just tithing about, tithing for business owners, people who, you know, own a business. And let me just come out and say, I'm not a business owner. I've never been a business owner. I'm not the expert, but I know people who are. You know, Pastor Anderson owned a small business for many years, so he knows about this. And if you have questions about it, I could definitely, or you want more clarification, I could direct you to people that I've talked to about this and I know have, you know, sound wisdom in this area. But, you know, tips for tithing for business owners is, tithe your personal increase and not the business savings. Tithe your personal increase and not your business's savings. People that have a small business, well, sometimes what they'll do is they'll think, okay, the business took in this amount. The business has a bank account and it has X amount of dollars, okay? It has $100 in the savings account. They got to the end of the month, the end of the week, whatever, and they said, you know, the business brought in $100. So they'll write a check, they'll tithe on $100 of the business's money, okay? You shouldn't do that because, one, not all that money is profit. A lot of, because correct me if I'm, and I know I've never owned a business, but I'm pretty sure the businesses, they don't just take a hit on expenses. They usually kind of pass that along to the customer, right? They build that, they work that into the quote often. You know, they make sure that their goods and services help pay for the expenses. So a lot of that money that came in was just paying off expenses, first of all. It was paying for supplies for a job. It was paying, you know, some bills, some tax bill that you had to pay. All the many expenses that a business has to take on, you know, part of that $100 goes towards that. So that's not an increase. That's not profit. Okay? So don't tithe on that. What you should tithe, that, you know, good business practices, as I understand it, is this, is that if you own a business, you have a separate account for your business where all that money comes and goes out of that account, and then you are an employee of that business, even if you're the owner. This is good business practice, that if you're the owner, you cut yourself a check as an employee of that business, right? That's what you tithe on. Not how much money is in the business's bank account, but how much money you took from the business personally to pay yourself a salary or whatever. That's what you tithe on. And that's important because people, they don't know that. They get into these things and they think they have to tithe on all that, and I don't believe that's true. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we'll wrap it up here. You need to tithe on your personal increase, not the business savings. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 14, thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. So what does God say you have to tithe on? The increase, right? And when you read increase, think profit, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1. Now concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. So what we tithe on is not, you know, just for small business owners in particular, it's not just, you know, whatever money comes into the business. It's whatever you have prospered from that business. It's your increase. It's what God has prospered you. So don't tithe on income that is reserved for expenses. And again, you know, if you have, these are just some practical tips I kind of wanted to make here at the end and give to people. And if you have more questions about that, you can come see me. I want to, you know, the vast majority of people in here probably aren't small business owners. But, you know, hopefully you got something out of that tonight. And if anything, you know, if you're not tithing, you know, I would encourage you to start. Not because we're up here begging for money or we need it or something. I would encourage you to do it for your sake. You know, because you don't want to be the person that's robbing God of what's rightfully his. And you say, well, I don't know about it. Well, think of, and I love this. This is something that's always stuck with me. Someone said this to me once. Because one time I made a smart remark about tithing, kind of like, you know, I dissed it or whatever. And the guy said, well, think about this. God asks for 10% and lets you keep 90. And again, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, you know, it's not just the tithe is the Lord's. You know, all of your income is God's. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy that, you know, he is the one that has given us power to get wealth. And of course, I'm paraphrasing. But the only reason you can even get up and go to work is because God has given you breath that day. The only reason you even have the ability to make that money is because God has given you the strength and the wisdom to do so. And so we're already indebted to him. In whatever way we prosper, it's all because of him. All of that money is his. And God is generous enough to only ask for 10% and let you keep 90% of what's his. Think about it that way. You know, if you're having a tough time with this, if you're struggling with this topic, that's a good way to look at it. At least God's not saying, I'll take 90% and you can have 10. That would be hard, right? I might have some gold teeth up here at that point. I'm kidding. Bad joke, right? But it's not that way. God says, you know what? I'm only need 10. I'm only asking for 10. He doesn't need it. He's saying, just give me the 10. We learned so many lessons from it about being generous people, being given, letting go of the things of this world a little bit, not holding so tightly to things like money, and getting to see, you know, what that, you know, when everyone's pitching in and everyone's doing their part and giving God what's his, you know, we can accomplish a lot more. Yeah. Like I said, we can have church without a tithe. You know, we just might do it outside the parking lot. You know, there won't be any, you know, SD card ministries or Indian reservation trips or all these other things that we get to do as a church. You know, there's not going to be, you know, the church picnic and all these other things, you know. So I would encourage you, just, you know, if you haven't done it, do it. And if you are doing it, you know, just stay faithful in that. And we could all just sit back and watch God bless us and our church. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, again, thank you for the great love wherewith you loved us. Lord, you've given us so much, Lord, in your Son and his death for us and salvation. You've given us a great church, great friends, a great ministry, Lord. And Lord, you give us what we need every day. And Lord, help us to trust you for our needs day by day. And Lord, help us to not rob you. Help us to be a people that are generous. And Lord, help us to be an obedient people that want to please you in this area of tithing. We pray and ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.